Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We come with a grateful attitude to say thank you for one more day that you have blessed us to rise, to shine, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, to give your name the praise. We do say thank you as we embrace the gifts of a brand new day that you have made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great and your name is greatly to be praised. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Where would we be if you did not love us? Where would we be if you did not care? Where would we be if Jesus had not sacrificed his life? But yes, we are so glad. We are so glad. We are so glad that he did. Thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins as we confess them to you, every sin of omission, every sin of commission, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. Father, we pray your blessings upon the service on today as your solid word goes forth around the nations, Father God, and your word that will never, ever, ever return unto your void, but will always, always, always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Father. Father God, as the people hear today, Father God, anoint their ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Anoint their hearts to receive and their spirits to obey. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness unto us, even when we are not faithful unto you. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray that you will remember somebody that is hurting today, somebody who is in grief today, somebody who is in pain today, Father God, somebody who is homeless today. Father God, we, regardless of the situation, hospitalized, incarcerated, Father God, in the name of Jesus, homebound, wherever they are, Father, we ask that you would send your word and heal them as they open up their hearts, Father God, to believe and to receive. And even if they cannot, we ask that you would help them, Father, by giving them to the will to cooperate with you. And so we bless you and we magnify you. We commit, Father God, this service into your hands. Hallelujah. And we ask that you would have your way because you are the potter. We are the clay. Thank you for molding us and making us after your will while we are waiting, yielded, and still. Thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ He is Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, and I bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to thank God for this platform where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. You can find us here Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m., and then we are back on Sundays at 12 noon. And we have been faithful in the Lord's work for the last 12 and a half years, meeting daily, moving forward. And we have other auxiliaries also that are very active, such as the Altar of Prayer, where we meet Monday through Fridays at 12 o'clock noon and at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call in and give us your prayer requests, and the prayer warriors will be more than happy to pray with you and to pray for you. Also on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., our Wednesday night Bible study, call in with your Bibles and your notepads and let us study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org to find out more about our ministry. Amen and amen. Well, not only do we want to wish you a good day, as before we do, we want to just take this time and especially welcome all of our visitors and first-timers visiting us here on blogtalkradio.com. And we want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ is Lord. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you have come to the right place. Oh, yes. So have a seat and enjoy the services. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. Our acronym here and our ministry is TGIF. Amen. Today, God is first. And he's first today and he's first every day because this is a day that the Lord God, he has made. Therefore, we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Amen and amen. Well, we also want to say Happy Memorial Day. Oh, yes, yes. We want to thank God for this special, special, special holiday when we get to remember and to honor all those who have served. Not only do we want to remember all those who have served our country, we want to extend it. Amen. And we want to remember all those who have served in our community. Our politicians, our leaders, spiritual leaders, business leaders, entertainers, and our especially our guardians and our parents. And so we want to honor all those who have served in any capacity on this Memorial Day as we reflect on their service, as we reflect on their sacrifice, as we reflect on all the things that they have done to make somebody else's life better. Isn't it amazing how people actually sacrifice their lives that somebody else might live, sacrifice their lives, amen? And we know that this is indeed what Jesus did and also what we should do. Some type of sacrifice. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made a couple statements, and I'd just like to repeat three of them that we can reflect on this Memorial Day. One, he said, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Isn't that beautiful? Because, beloved, because Jesus said, he who is the greatest among you, let him or her be your servant. See? So our greatness actually comes from serving. Yes. Humility, submission.
everybody can be great because everybody can serve. He also said that life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? What are you doing for others? By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, when ye have loved one for another. What have you done for others lately? And that he said, and I quote Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he said, earn your success based on service to others, not at the expense of others. How powerful, how powerful. Those three quotes alone, if people would hear and receive and adopt, the world would be a much, much, much better place. Amen and amen. Beloved, this morning, amen, we want to take a look in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. And Hebrews chapter number 11 is called the Hall of Faith. And when we read this particular chapter, we will see the lives of men and women that have gone before us, and their lives weren't noteworthy, their actions was noteworthy, that the Bible has even recalled them. And so we're talking about Memorial Day. We're talking about remembering and honoring all those who have served. And so as we remember, and we have our select individuals, people who we remember, guess what? God has some too. And we want to live a lifestyle, amen, that will be in remembrance, that our lifestyle will, God will remember. See, beloved, amen, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. See? So Memorial Day, we are honoring all those who have gone on, all those who have lived, all those who have died. But guess what? You're living today. We're living today. But guess what? There will be a day when death comes to take you away. What type of memories will you leave? Will family and friends and others be able to recall your service on Memorial Day? And you know what the beautiful part is? Glory be to God. Every day can be Memorial Day when you live it the right way. Amen and amen. So let us look in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. And I'm going to be reading out of the NIV, and I'm going to begin with verse number 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see, what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah was warned about things not yet seen, and holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. He was looking forward to the city which foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he, as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand of the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were looking for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offering will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. And so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, when he was dying, blessed each of his son's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who, through faith, conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God, beloved. Amen. And we see, hallelujah, in the hall of faith, glory be to God, these men and women that the Lord remembered. He remembered them. God is honoring them. He is honoring their service to him. He is honoring their service to the kingdom. He is honoring their service to men and women, boys and girls. Glory be to God. What a memorial. Amen. Beloved, in this journey through Hebrews 11, the author celebrates certain people who demonstrated their firm belief in the Lord. Many of the names are familiar as we have run through that chapter, and some are not so well known. But simply put, the 11th chapter of Hebrew is called the Hall of Faith. It is called the Faith Hall of Fame. And today we're going to call it Memorial Day. Memorial Day. Why? Because if God remembers these men and women, we want to remember them too. Glory be to God. And beloved, when we see they all put one thing to work, they use their faith. And when they use their faith, beloved, I want you to know that not only does God remember these men and women, God will remember you every day. It's Memorial Day. Glory be to God. We see these names listed in Hebrews 11. Beloved, these men and women, though they lived in different times and they faced different circumstances, but each of them, every single one of them, chose to show loyalty to the Lord, even the prostitute Rahab. They all had loyalty, see, and that's what makes Memorial Day stand out. These are men and women who are loyal, loyal to their country, loyal to their community, loyal to people, loyal, see, to the things that they have committed to, see. And they shared some common traits. And a lot of things they had in common, but the one thing that mainly stood out with what they had in common was their level of faith. Faith, faith. Somebody says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And not only that, they received grace for their situations as well. Thank God for the grace of God. Thank God for the mercies of God. Some of the things that they had in common besides their faith, which basically stands out, because that word is mentioned in each and every verse in Hebrews chapter 11. But these men and women, beloved, as we remember them on this Memorial Day, amen, they had trust. They had trust in God. They had obedience to God, which guided them. They was guided by their trust. They was guided by their obedience. Oh, glory be to God. Trust and obey. But there's no other way. The second thing that they all had in common is they all had courage to stand for God against the unrighteous of the day, which fortified them. See, we remember those on Memorial Day because these are men and women, boys and girls who had courage to stand for God, courage to stand for their country, courage to stand for their families, courage to stand for their community. They had courage. And the Bible says, amen, the righteous are as bold as a lion. And another point that we see in these scriptures, beloved, is that these men and women, they persevered, see, and they had willingness to what God promised them, which brought them peace. They didn't quit. They didn't quit. If they had quit, the Bible would not have remembered them. Their names would not have been remembered. On Memorial Day, we remember those who didn't quit. They pressed on, even though they might not have gotten the thing they was pushing for. They did not see the thing they was looking to see, but they never gave up. They stood in the gap for their country. They good stood in the gap for their families. They stood in the gap for me and for you. Oh, we applaud these men and women as the Lord applauds them. Amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, if we can make this list more personal, see, it can be a great motivator for us and our own lives. Yeah, we thank God for all these men and women that the Lord is remembering in Hebrews 11, but you can make it more personal. You can start with these names and you can put in the names of family and friends you know. Glory be to God. See, and we want to live our lives in such a way that when our dying time comes, when death is allowed to come and transition us over, amen, hallelujah, into a beautiful paradise, will there be good memories of us? Glory be to God. The Hall of Faith lays out all sorts of situations, from what offerings God is pleased with to making a major life shift after hearing from him. Are we ready to change? Are we ready to be different? Are we ready and willing for our life to be significant? Do you want an ordinary life or do you want a significant life? Those that we are honoring and remembering on Memorial Day are men and women whose life was significant. Why? Because they served others. They put others before themselves. And so it was significant. Significant to God. It got God's attention. See? Glory be to God. And when we live a life, when we are serving others and we put others before ourselves, beloved, we get God's attention. Significant. So we can ask ourselves these three questions. Glory be to God. As we close on this morning. Number one, am I bringing God my best? Those that we are remembering here on Memorial Day were people who brought God their best, brought their best to others, did their best, wasn't shucking and jiving. They gave it all. Anytime you give your life, you gave it all because there's nothing else to give. Am I bringing God my best? And would I be willing to change my life if he called me in a new direction? Are you willing to go? Are you willing to go? Are you willing to take the turn? Are you willing to change? Are you willing? What shall it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Also, beloved, this passage here also describes people with widely different social statuses and positions. Because the Bible in Hebrews 11, it talks about Abraham, it talks about Moses, it talks about Isaac. It also talks about Rahab, talks about Samson, talks about King David. So these were people, they were on all different levels, social status. Everybody was living in the same neighborhood. Some of them was living high up, the king in his court, and some of them was living low down. Rahab, amen, a prostitute, and everybody in between. See? Everybody was on a different level, but they still lived a life that was honorable, that God could recall them and put their names in the book. Beloved, is your name in the book? The Lord keeps a book. The Lord has good records. He does not miss a name. He does not miss a beat. Is your name in the book? When we look at Hebrews 11, beloved, each of these people was specially created by God. They are wonderfully made and gifted to do what he had planned for them. So, we can wonder, where has God placed me? Where has he placed me? Where does God want me to be? I know where I want to be. I think I know. I'm still trying to figure out where I want to be. But let me put that aside right now. Where does God want me? See, in the Hall of Fame, these were men and women who put their desires behind God's desires. They put their goals behind God's goals. Their question was not where do I want to be, but where does God want me to be? Where has God placed me? Where has God planted me, or where does God want to plant me? And how can I use my gifts to express my faith in him? Beloved, do you know that your gifts are not for you? Your gifts that the Lord has given you will make room for you, but they're not for you. See, they're for others. It's for the body of Christ. And beloved, when you use your gifts to bless others, to edify others, you are living a life that is memorial. You're living a life that keeps on living, because even when death is allowed to take you away, the memory, your legacy, your story, glory be to God, continues, amen, to move forward. Why? Because your life was just that outstanding. Just that outstanding. Glory be to the living God. Another thing that this list shows us is a group of people who were flawed. But none of them was perfect. Every single name in Hebrews chapter 11, everybody had their weaknesses. Everybody had their sins. Everybody had their faults. Everybody had their failures. There were every single one, including Moses and Abraham. Glory be to God. None of them was perfect. Glory be to God. Huh? Yet, by submitting to God, they became more righteous and their faith shone more brightly. Oh, yes, beloved. Hallelujah. There's none righteous, no, not one. And this is why we thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, because when we move in faith towards the blood, we are accepted in the beloved and we are made the righteousness of God through Christ, because without Christ, we can't do absolutely nothing. So we can say, though I have faults. See, anybody don't have faults? Raise your hand if you don't have faults. See? And shame on you if your hand went up. Because each and every one of us can say, though I have faults, God can use me. God can still use you now as you grow in him. And as you grow in him, you will be clearer and you will be sharper in expression your convictions. Because that's what growth does. Hallelujah. Less of us, more of him. None of us, all of him. God can use you. God can use you. God used, amen, thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the graveyard this day on Memorial Day. Glory be to God that people are remembering. Why? Because their life was significant. They didn't do everything right, but they didn't do everything wrong. And they did something worth remembering. I want you to know that God wants that to be your testimony. Huh? God knows you can't do everything right. He said, when you're weak, then you're strong. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is going to help you. Amen. Through those, help you to grow, help you to get better, help you to get stronger. God knows you're not doing everything right. But guess what? He also knows you're not doing everything wrong. Glory be to God. Can we live a life that's pleasing to God? Can we live a life, amen, that's touching somebody's life? Can we live a life in obedience to God, trusting God, going where he say go, doing what he say, giving what he say give, amen, all for him. See, beloved, and even though your name is not in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, you better believe your name is in that book that those angels are keeping. You want your name to be in the book. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will be in remembrance of you. He see your tears. He see your struggles. He see the hard time, the good time. He sees everything. But you want God to be in remembrance of you. So God can say, this is my child who obeyed me to the best of their abilities. And their obedience level got better and better and better. Beloved, Hebrews 11 is a wonderful reminder that faith in God is the bedrock for living a life that pleases him. It delivers a message that should stir every Christian's heart, that faith is given to us by the Lord so that we can fully rely on him. That's why God gave you faith. So your name can be on that list when he looks down his memorial day. Hallelujah. Your name is on the list because God said, amen, you're fully relied on him. Your name is on that list because God sees that you trusted him. You wasn't perfect, but he saw that you trusted him. Glory be to God. Your name is on that list because God sees, amen, that you stand for his righteousness. And our world greatly needs to see us live this out. The world needs this, beloved. The Bible tells us that the men and women of this world are groaning. They're groaning for the righteousness. They're looking, amen. They want to see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They need you. They need you to serve. They need you. Same way we needed our men and women to serve our country. Huh? We needed those men and women, huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They knew it was going to be a chance. They wasn't going to make it back home. Glory be to God, but they served anyhow. The same way we need these men and women to serve in our community. They know, amen, that it's a chance that if they go out there in the midst of all that gun violence, et cetera, that they might not make it home, but they serve anyhow. The same way our men and women serve on the political arena, they know it's a chance, but they do it anyhow. Our leaders, entertainers, our guardians, our parents, anybody on any level, glory be to God. Hallelujah, that make up their mind, I'm going to serve. Hallelujah, I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to see what I can do for somebody. I'm going to see if I can give somebody a hand up. I'm going to see, amen, hallelujah, if I can bring a smile to somebody's face. I'm going to see what I can do, glory be to God, to help somebody. That's what Memorial Day is all about. Hallelujah, beloved, can God count on you? Can God count on you to serve? Can God count on you to go? Can God count on you? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That when this life is over, you'll fly away. Hallelujah. And hear the words of the Lord as he speaks, well done, well done, well done. My good and my faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Beloved, when you are serving other people, you're serving God. Oh, glory be to God. You're his hands. You're his feet. You're his eyes. Amen. You're even his heart. You're serving God. Hallelujah. When you serve other people. Hallelujah. For this reason, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Why? Because he was about serving other people. And his son gave his life, that whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's service. That's maximum. That's ultimate. It gets no higher than that. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah. Yes, this is what Memorial Day is all about. Amen. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ as the pardoner of your sins, glory be to God, maybe you want to get on the list. Maybe you want to get on God's list. Glory be to God, and he does have one. Hallelujah. Well, let me show you where to begin. Now, you want to begin right here. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, your heart and your mouth, not just your heart and not just your mouth, but your heart and your mouth. Glory be to God. Repeat after me. Glory be to God. Repeat these words. Just say this. Father, I am a sinner, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I come standing before you, confessing all of my sins. I ask that you would forgive me. I ask that you would cleanse me. I am so sorry for disobeying you. Now I open my mouth and agree with my heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord and the Savior, and I invite him in to live within me, to save me from all of my sins, to wash and erase my name out of the book of death, and thank you for doing so. Thank you for confirming my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, Father, I ask that you would lead me, guide me, direct me, and help me to follow you all the days of my life so that I can be on your list, on your Memorial Day list of a person who trusted you and obeyed you and was a blessing to other people, gave unto other people as I gave unto you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right. Welcome to the family of God. We welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you. Hallelujah. We've been waiting on you. Oh, we've been waiting on you. We knew you would be here. Amen. So welcome. Amen. Your salvation, your born again experience, born of the Spirit. Amen. It's the beginning and not the end. You are born again into the Lord's kingdom. Amen. So now, amen, a woman does not give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. Amen. But now you have to grow and mature in the Lord's kingdom. And this is what we do here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Please reach out to us. Let us know that you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. And send you out some materials to grow into your rich salvation. Amen. And amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We invite you again to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Find out everything about our ministry and all the things that we're doing. And the also we have other things that will be added soon as we're in the process of upgrading and transitioning to a higher height. Amen. In Jesus' name. While you're there, amen, glory be to God, we ask that you would consider sowing a generous seed into the word. Amen, glory be to God. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. The Lord says, give, and it shall be given. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. And so you can give directly, securely through our website, at lifewordjesus.org, and that's through PayPal, amen, or you can cash app us at $LifeWordJesus, and our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038, amen. Amen and amen. We want to pray that everybody would have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Be safe. Keep the Lord on your mind. Whatever you do, hallelujah. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. And let us be in remembrance of all those who have served any capacity. I don't care if they were an entertainer. Glory be to God. They served in any, I don't care, their name is Tina Turner. Glory be to God. I don't care who, anybody who has served our country on any level. This is the day to remember them. Amen. Hallelujah. So be safe. Hallelujah. And enjoy your Memorial Day. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you. We bless you. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities, fires, gas explosions, Father, random shootings, carjackings. Father God, we put all that under the blood in Jesus' name. And as family come together, Father, on this Memorial Day, a very honorable holiday, Father, we just ask that there will be peace and love, there will be forgiveness, there will be laughter, and there will be good memory. Good memory, not calling up all the bad things the family did, but they will be calling the good things, remembering the good memory as you remember the good. But Father, you said when we confess our sins as far as east is from the west, you forgive us. And the bad things are washed away, and you just remember the good because you're a good God every day, all day. Thank you. Thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree. The Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody walk in the blessings. And remember, glory be to God, that your steps are memorial ones. Amen. Your steps will be recalled. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God remembers. He sees and he remembers. Amen. So live a happy, not just a happy Memorial Day, but a happy memorial life. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
That I could have helped somebody with a hand that I could have held, but I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness. Myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like. little more like Jesus, a little less like me.